Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once upon a time, well, more like now actually, things were really, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I'm V.
And I'm T. And you're listening to
Fairy Tale Problems.
The theme of this week's episode is Jurassic Park.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Do you have any distinct memories of the film?
I do remember watching it in theaters and being really, really scared. The scariest part, I think we can all agree, is when they're trapped in, like, that kitchen with the raptors.
You mean the best part?
Sure, yeah, depending on your scare limits.
How old were we when this came out?
No idea.
Let's not tell anybody.
Anyways, yeah, nobody's business.
A child, I was. and I really wanted to go see it. And I remember, like, my mom took me to the movie theater. And then she was like, oh, like, Jurassic Park sold out. You have to go see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I was so upset that I refused to watch the movie. And I don't know. So I basically missed the whole beginning scene because my mom was trying to trick me and tell me we were in a Jurassic Park. But we were, I don't know. So that's my Jurassic Park memory. But I was obsessed with dinosaurs as a child. So super into it.
Yeah, I think we've discussed this before, though, that being obsessed with dinosaurs as a child is just kind of part of being a kid.
I think, like, a cool kid, I think that's the, it's like, did you love dinosaurs as a kid? Okay, you're cool. And then, yeah. Like, if you loved, like, horses or something, probably not so cool.
Well, I don't want to bash the horse lovers. I do not want to bash the horse lovers because, you know, I, where we're from, North Carolina, there were some horse lovers in my grade.
Yeah, so you know exactly the person I'm talking about. No, I mean, I would say overall the horse lovers probably ended up better than the dinosaur lovers. More stable lifestyles. Oh, did you get?
Stable.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of unstable lifestyles, Michael Rotundo. Do you remember our friend Michael Rotundo, the 30-year-old man who was living with his parents and they took him to court to evict him because he would not move out of his folks' place? You know, because you told me, but I'm saying it for the listeners who maybe missed the last episode or have not looked at the internet for the past 2 weeks.
Also, I do forget things, so.
That is true.
I appreciate the reminder. But of course I remember Michael.
Yes, we're all on a first-name basis with him at this point. I just thought, you know, as long as there's Michael updates, I would like to discuss them. I'm kind of obsessed. You were the one who informed me about it, but I've really taken it and it's become my own thing. What? That's weird.
Your own passion project.
Yes. I'm not going to, like, do anything. I just read about it. So since we last left Michael, where he's, you know, the eviction was approved by a judge and he was supposed to be out in 14 days or something. That day finally came. It was earlier this week and he was moving out and he was like packing up his car, bringing out all his stuff in like garbage bags, as one does.
Oh, my first suitcase.
So he left and it looked like really, you know, promising. But then he tried to go back and his dad was like, I'm not letting you back in. You just left. And he was insisting he wanted to go back into the house because he thought he left Legos behind.
Oh, my God.
The dad was like, you're not coming in. You're not coming in. You're not coming in. He's like, tell me what it looks like and I'll go and look for it for you. You know, that old trick. Because that doesn't work for anybody. You're just like, let me find it myself. So Michael called the police.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm here. That I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Oh. And was like, my dad won't let me back in the house to get my Legos. Now, granted, he said it was for his son, which also threw me for a loop that he has a son. That it's like, wait, I don't even want to go into that. It's too long. But anyway, the police did come. But by the time the police got there, the Legos had been found and returned. And yeah, he left. So he's hopefully not a nuisance to his parents anymore. But the only other thing that I thought was like really crazy when I was reading all of this stuff was the fact that like a blurb in one of the articles was like, oh, he got financial help from Alex Jones. And everybody's calling him the millennial scapegoat, like as if all the rest of the millennials are Michael Rotondo and he's just the one who's being scapegoated on behalf of our entire generation. So that's cool.
Call, I said last week, I feel like it's the beginning of a trend. Michael. Yeah, everyone's going to be suing their parents or, you know, like I said, Michael, get it together.
Yeah, coming from us. Well, what's up with you? You got anything you want to get off your chest?
I kind of always associate dinosaurs with either like asteroids or volcanoes. Is that just me?
No, of course not.
Okay, yeah. So I got sucked into these articles about Frankenstein.
Okay, uh-huh.
And Mary Shelley, and about just how when she wrote it, it was during the year which came to be known as the Year Without a Summer. Have you heard of this?
Why was there no summer?
So it was 1816, and I guess basically the year prior to that, there was a volcanic eruption.
Where?
Mount Tambora, which is on the island of Sumbawa, which is basically modern day Indonesia. But basically it released so much like ash and rock and sulfuric dust into the air that it dramatically lowered the temperatures across the globe for the following year.
Weird.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. So there's all kinds of weird weather, like summer frost in North America, red snow in Italy, and 8 weeks of nonstop rain in Ireland.
Mother Nature was like, I'm feeling wild.
Well, it's just crazy because, like, you know, all this climate change, what they said, like, immediately killed at least 10,000 people. It broke the monsoon cycle in Asia, so it triggered a cholera epidemic. Like, rice paddies weren't growing in China. The climactic disaster indirectly killed millions of people. So I don't know, I got wrapped up into this. It was nuts. But the other weird thing about it is, like, this year without the summer, or year without a summer, it inspired, like, so many things. One of them being Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, because she was, like, vacationing in Switzerland, and it wouldn't stop raining, so they were stuck in the house, and she, like, came up with this idea for Frankenstein. But it also inspired, like, someone else that was there. He wrote, like, a vampire story, which inevitably influenced the story for Dracula. And there's, like, numerous paintings. Like, if you Google it, there's a bunch of paintings that are from that time period because there was, like, weird sunsets all the time. So people were painting, like, these crazy sunsets. So, I don't know. I got really wrapped into it, and it's just really nuts. Like, climate change, and it influenced art, and just all the sciencey stuff that I was never aware of. Like, did you have any idea?
No, that's why I'm blown away, my personal self. And you know, if it rains for 8 weeks straight in my life, I just sleep a lot. So I'm glad that somebody was able to accomplish something.
And she was only 18.
Well, it's making me feel worse and worse.
Hey, you're not Michael, right?
Well, that's true.
But this is kind of how I got sucked into the next subject, because you sent me an article. Do you remember what it was called?
It was something like, you know, you have to see this Golden Girls from another country. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it was a Dutch version of the Golden Girls. And they had like a theme song, which was super similar. Niemand is leuker dan jij. Met jou vliegt iedere dag voorbij. Je staat altijd klaar en je laat mij nooit in de steek. like laughed a lot, and then I had to go back and like figure out which Golden Girl was which. Like, who was supposed to be the Dorothy? Who was supposed to be the Blanche?
Oh, totally, totally.
It was really good.
But it got you inspired?
Well, no. Well, then, you know.
You're like, no, absolutely not. Inspiration, please.
Not, no. But no, the links within the links. There was another one that was just other famous shows that had become spinoffs. So I just wanted to like tell you about some of them.
Yeah, I want to hear about American shows that have the same show just set in another country and played by other actors. So the people that you know and love, like Dorothy, is played by some lady in the Netherlands. Right?
Yep. It's like classic TV shows that have been adapted in other countries.
Cool. That's a way more efficient way of saying it. Just begin. I'm excited. And is it acceptable for me to masturbate?
It's the only acceptable thing to do.
Go on. By all means.
So, Cheers. There's a Spanish version of Cheers.
A Spanish Cheers?
Yeah. Puedes buscar un bar y encomendarte a San Miguel. So, would you watch it?
Oh, definitely. Of course.
Okay. There is a Latvia version of I Love Lucy.
What? Nobody can replace Lucy. Who is the person playing Lucy?
Well, it's actually called Darling Monica.
Well, then how? Okay, but what do they do? Steal the storylines from Lucy? Does she have a?
Oh God!
What?
I don't know. Unfortunately, let's see. I didn't look into it that much. Like the picture of it, it's like, you know, in color, so it seems pretty recent.
What?
Okay, so the next one is Married with Children, and it was adapted in several countries, actually.
Well, tell me your favorite.
The list says Casados con Hijos, so just in Spanish.
Oh.
But they adapted it in Argentina, Bulgaria, Chile, Colombia, Croatia, Germany, Hungary, and like 5 other countries.
So, like, everybody is married with children.
Casados con Hijos. Okay, so this one I'm kind of excited about. So I was a huge fan of The Nanny.
Of course.
Okay, because this article says The Nanny wasn't a smashing success in the United States, but that's a lie because I love The Nanny.
Yeah, that's a lie. It was playing at the doctor's office when I went last week. It was playing in the waiting room.
No way.
Yeah, so.
Did you laugh so much?
Yeah, well, it's funny because everybody in the waiting room was trying not to laugh. Because it was like, you know, it's like, you don't want to laugh out loud in a room full of strangers. I mean, I want to laugh out loud. I was cackling.
Well, it says it was a huge success in Russia.
I can somehow see that, though. That's not so much of a stretch for me.
Yeah, but I guess, like, I should read further because they also did other versions in other countries, but I guess
the Russian one really took off.
Yeah, and that was in 2004. When did The Nanny go off? I don't even know.
Too soon, if you ask me. Are you interested in talking about some of your favorite things?
Always. I only like to talk about myself.
Well, you have the floor. This is your moment to shine. What are your favorite things for right now? A la Oprah.
Well, like right now, I'm actually playing this Jurassic World game where it's kind of like Pokemon Go, except for you catch dinosaurs.
What? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Like, what's going on with you? You have some favorite things?
My favorite things are dogs, flowers, Michael Rotundo's updates, and do you ever watch Vanderpump Rules?
I do not.
Oh, have you ever seen it?
I have not.
Oh, have you heard of it?
I have.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about, at least, when I say Vanderpump Rules. You're not like, that sounds like jibber jabber.
It doesn't sound like jibber jabber. I know what you're talking about, kind of.
Well, I do watch Vanderpump Rules, you know, for better or for worse. It's like, you can judge me, but that's not going to change anything. So it's set at a restaurant. And, you know, our friend Rob, he's visiting town right now. He's at Disneyland as we speak.
Oh, so jealous.
But he, yeah, so him and his girlfriend, maybe I'm outing them, but they also watched the show. So when we were trying to coordinate a place to have dinner last night, we decided upon the restaurant featured in Vanderpump Rules.
How was it? What is it? Tell us the name of the restaurant, unless it's a secret or...
Oh, no, it's not. It's so funny. It's called Sir, and they call... Well, it's called Sir Restaurant, and Sir stands for Sexy Unique Restaurant. So it's like Sexy Unique Restaurant Restaurant. It's like ATM machine.
No, yeah, I'm into it. I'm listening. I get it.
So usually, I mean, in the show, you know, it's like a beautiful staff of the cast members also work at the restaurant. But in reality, they only work during, like, when they're taping. So what are your favorite parts of Jurassic Park? Do you have a favorite part?
Well, as a kid, I remember really liking that that guy ran to the bathroom and then got eaten. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really funny. But I just think, like, there's a lot of really good one-liners or just, like, memorable quotes from the film, which I really appreciate.
Of course. Do you want to give me some of your favorite quotes? Your absolute favorite?
Oh, my absolute favorite is that I spared no expense because he says it so many times. And
you're like, we get the picture.
Well, I remember there was this one time where when they brought it back out, like they put it, they played Jurassic Park in IMAX not too long ago. And I went with a friend and we like were drinking during the movie and we had like our own weird drinking game going on. And anyways, I got really drunk during Jurassic Park. So maybe that's why I find that line so comical.
Because you were drunk. Got it.
And I love that Samuel L. Jackson's in it. Sorry.
Oh, of course. Don't apologize for bringing up Samuel L. Jackson.
So funny.
My favorite part of Jurassic Park is Jeff Goldblum. But that's typical, right?
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, no, he's really funny. I'm excited for him to be in the new movie.
Yeah, the new movie.
Are you excited about Jurassic World, whatever they're calling it?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Me too.
Are you ready to master debate?
Of course. Each week, we go head-to-head in a debate over a completely arbitrary topic. This week's topic? What is the coolest dinosaur in the movie Jurassic Park?
I'm going to go with, well, coolest, it's like... Can I go with my favorite? Wait, it was the one wearing sunglasses. I think it's like the raptors running around. They're like so cool and scary and you know what I mean? They really give them some time to shine.
Initially, forever, it's like the raptors are so fucking cool. Like, they're just cool. But the very end of the movie where like when the T-Rex saves the day, that kind of like, it makes him the coolest, you know? You're not expecting it, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
After he, like, terrorizes them the whole film and then saves them, it's like, damn, that's cool.
He's like, no, I was a good guy the whole time.
Surprise. Just trying to warn you about the raptors.
Yeah, they're the real threat here. I didn't eat your friend in the toilet. That was not me.
I didn't know he was in there.
Yeah, exactly. I was just hungry for toilet.
Oh.
Hey, we've all been there.
Clever girl. Oh. Well, so I guess we kind of agree, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I say the raptors and you say T-Rex. And so that's pretty much the same.
Well, raptors, like 90% of the film, but it's kind of like, all right, I don't want to talk about another movie, so.
Whoa, no, by all means, drag that in here.
You know, in The Departed, where Mark Wahlberg's kind of like annoying the whole movie, but at the end, he like kills Matt Damon, so he's fucking cool. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So same kind of thing.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't have considered him the cool one, but that settles it. We've come to an agreement.
Well, that was this week's show.
Yeah.
Okay. And they lived crappily ever after. Stay tuned for a new episode of Fairy Tale Problems, Ant-Man.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.